Today we are joined again by Bruce Taylor from WEA, Learning for Life in Carpety. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Catherine, and thank you for this opportunity.
It's lovely to see you in studio again.
Yes, this is going to be probably our last broadcast for the year because our program finishes in October. So we've just got a few more courses to come, but we've had a very good response this year. I was just saying to you that an average of about 35 people each Saturday for our Saturday seminars.
Is that normal or is that number increased?
That's a definite increase on last year where the average was about 27.
That's good.
It is.
So next year, hopefully, even more.
Yes.
If you've got room.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah. So talk us through then what's still to come this year and then maybe if you wouldn't mind giving us an update on what's happened this year already. So we can try and get some people interested for next year.
Yes, well, I'd like to mention today we've got a couple more seminars to come. That is the Saturday seminars from 10 to 1 at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall. And we will also have one more pick and mix trip. The bus trip to Otari, Wilton Bush has been transformed, as it were. It's no longer a bus trip, it's a car trip and it's midweek. But I can talk about that later.
Okay.
Now, the first seminar is Achieving Equity in Music Education, and that's on Saturday the 7th of September. And our tutor is Elizabeth, and I'm just looking in our brochure, Elizabeth Sneed. I hope I've got her name right. And she is an very interesting person with a great musical background. She's played in Orchestra Wellington, and she and her husband, Craig, have a joint passion for music, which led them to establish the Music Learning Centre. And out of that came, in 2013, the Virtuoso Strings Charitable Trust, which was set up for families unable to afford music lessons. So this seminar, Achieving Equity in Music Education, is about Virtuoso Strings and the work they do in the community.
Lovely. And what's after that?
Then the seminar on the 21st of September is Location, 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 The Significance of Place in Jane Austen's Novels. And we have the return of one of our popular tutors, Dr. Heidi Thompson. I believe she lives here locally in Carpety, and she is Emeritus Professor of English Literature at Victoria University. And Jane Austen is one of her favourite authors, and she'll be talking about the significance of place in the writings of Jane Austen. The notes in the brochure point out that these places are not just idyllic backdrops, but they also situate the characters in settings which reveal their status and class, their social identity, and so on. Sounds very interesting, particularly if you're into the literature of Jane Austen.
I think also a lot of these sort of novels, this sort of writing is back in fashion, but if it's not, we need to go back and read these books because, you know, they're very iconic books. And so also to have it explained about how it's written and why it's written in a particular way
would
be very, very useful before you
agree,
read the books.
Yeah. And we always get a strong response to Heidi Thompson's seminars, which are about writers like Austen. I think she's also addressed Wordsworth, Coleridge and Keats in past seminars. Now, the final seminar for the year will be on Saturday the 12th of October with Chris Pugsley, who's well known to attendees at the WEA seminars. He's a retired Lieutenant Colonel and he's a military historian. He's, in fact, done a seminar this year already on New Zealanders at Chanuk Bear in the Gallipoli campaign. Now, his seminar on Saturday the 12th of October will be on New Zealanders at El Alamein. And that decisive battle was in October 1942. I won't say anything more about Chris Pugsley. I think his background is well known. But he will, in this seminar, discuss the importance of the role at El Alamein of the commander of the New Zealand Division, Freyberg, and his role in planning and conducting this turning point battle.
Mm.
Of course, the New Zealand Division wasn't the only unit involved in fighting on the Allied side, but the New Zealand Division did play a very important role, and a number of people listening to this broadcast will have relatives who may well have served at El Alamein.
Mm, absolutely. That's very interesting. So these couple of seminars that you've spoken about here, you can do a pop-in session. So if you're not, if you don't have the full session ticket, you can still pop in and...
Of course. Yeah. We open access, as it were. You can enrol for whatever you like. I emphasise the word enrol. Mm. We'd like to know in advance whether people are coming or not. People who are season ticket holders can come free, and season tickets are now half price for our members for the rest of the year. And if you are just popping in, as it were, you'll be charged, I think it's $30 for a non-member, and it's $20 for a member. But the main thing I want to emphasise is please enrol, whether you're a member or not, so let us know you're coming.
So it would be, correct me if I'm wrong, but the membership fee for the year is $25, so you'd be better off just becoming a member. Be cheaper. You can go to both. Would that be right, or do you have to have a membership and then buy tickets?
By being a member, you are supporting the organisation, and you receive all our information and newsletters and so on. But in addition to that, you should buy a season ticket, which gives you free entry to all the seminars which are held on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And reduced rates for other activities too, in addition to the seminars.
So let's talk about these season tickets, because you've got these couple that are coming up, which is fantastic. Yeah. But for people who are like, oh, I really should have got that ticket for this year, because I want to ask you as well, just briefly going through some of the seminars that, and activities that you've had already this year, just to give people an idea of what they would be, and we will talk about this again, of course, earlier next year, but just for, to get into people's heads, what sort of great things that you offer and all the learnings that you offer here on the Kapiti Coast?
Yes, well, we've had a very good year and very good response from people to our adult education program. We started the year with an open day, that is a free seminar on the climate crisis under the title "The Climate is Changing But Are New Zealanders?" And we had approximately 70 people there.
That's fantastic.
Almost filling the Presbyterian Church Hall.
Yeah.
Speakers were Professor Ralph Sims and Dr. Brian Finch, both from Palmerston North. We endeavour to have a range of topics so that in addition to environmentally orientated topics and speakers, we've had ones to do with archaeology. We had Mary O'Keefe looking at the archaeology revealed by the construction work on the expressway and motorway. Astronomy with Anthony Gomez, telescopes, all the different types, and would there be life on Earth without the moon? We've had quite a lot of history this year. We will get a strong response to that, such as Dr. Jock Phillips speaking about his latest book, Reading Historical Photos, was the title of his seminar. We've had mountain climbing in New Zealand from its origins with Dr. Graham Langton, then with more an emphasis on community and the social dimension, we had very recently Dr. Pushpa Wood on the challenges faced by ethnic communities and opportunities available in a new country to migrants. So there's quite a range of topics and speakers available there. In addition to that, we have several midweek courses, language courses in French, and also we had a practical wine and watercolour session in April.
I bet that was fun too.
Yes, yeah. Well, there was a limit on numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's understandable.
It was fully subscribed.
Fully, really? Yes. Well, that's no surprise, yeah. Bruce, is it?
Yeah. So we've had one bus trip this year, and that was to the southeast Wairarapa coast. So we're planning now, we've started planning for next year, then there will be bus trips again. But the bus trip, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, to Otari Wilson's Bush has been transformed. It's no longer by bus, and it's on a different date, and it's pick and mix. So perhaps I could go on to the pick and mix?
If you can, that'd be great.
Pick and mix is an activity using a gold card, if you have one, and going to a venue of interest or an event that appeals to people, and travelling between 9 and 3 on a weekday. So we've already had one trip into Wellington to the lunchtime concert at St Andrews on the Terrace and a visit to the Alexander Turnbull Library. There will be, as I said, another one. It's not too late to register for this, to Otari Wilton's Bush. Now, this is Wednesday, and it is on the 14th of September. Just want to make sure that I've got... No, it's Wednesday the 18th of September.
Oh, that's the date change. Yes, it was the 14th.
The date it's changed to.
Yeah. So okay. If you've got the brochure in front of you, it says the 14th, but it's actually the 18th. Okay. Yeah.
And we will be sharing cars to get there. Details of this trip are in our brochure under the heading of bus trips. What I can say is that there'll be a pooling of cars, and please let us know if you're interested in coming, and also make sure you've got warm clothes and raincoat if needed, sturdy footwear, bring your own lunch and water. So that's Wednesday the 18th of September. Now, there's no charge if you're a member, but $5 for non-members.
That's and you, pretty cheap.
Yes, yeah. Well, and you enrol simply by emailing carpetywea@gmail.com or phoning our cell phone number 027 715 3677, and those details are on the front of our brochure, which is still available in libraries around the district, and also here at Coast Access Radio. I noticed there are still some on the front counter.
Yes, not many. They get taken, but not many left there. But we've still got them here if you need one. You were mentioning to me as well earlier that you have a new newsletter that you're putting together.
Yes, well, Joanne, our administrator, puts together an excellent newsletter, and I've got a copy here. And it outlines, comes out each week that we do have activities coming up. And it outlines basically what's going to happen. And all members and all people, I think, yes, whose contact details we have as well, people who are not members but have attended courses, should be receiving this newsletter by email.
Okay. So, yeah. Most people are pretty good with their email, aren't they?
Yes. There's one final thing I wanted to mention today, and that is we will be having a members-only seminar. Members might recall the one last year where we had Kevin Milne as the most entertaining and interesting speaker. And we're hoping to get a similar type of speaker for our members' end-of-year function on Saturday the 19th of October. And also it's an opportunity to give us your ideas for future seminars and future courses. As I say, we have started the planning process through our education subcommittee. You can send your ideas and email them in now or contact one of the committee. But that seminar on Saturday the 19th of October will be another opportunity.
Yeah, That's fantastic. I can't believe that we're actually talking about end-of-year functions already. The year's gone very fast.
It has indeed, yes. Yeah.
So planning for all of the fantastic things you make available, there's something for everyone in these. So if you're not sure what Bruce has been talking about, head down to your library, pop in to see us if you'd like to. But all libraries have it, the WA Carpety Program. Yeah. It's a blue and a green brochure, and you can pick that up pretty easily. But, yeah, great stuff, Bruce.
And, of course, we have a website.
Yes, that's carpetywea.org.nz.
Yeah, and there's the tab for courses and other information too, of course.
And that's, can people look at the newsletter on there as well? Do you know?
Not at this stage, okay. No. I don't think so.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but get onto that list then.
Yeah.
Get it via email. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much for that, Bruce. And also thank you for all the great work that you do, because it's very educational and pretty. It's cheap as chips, really, at the end of the day. Really good product.
Yes, well, we have a full committee, of course, who are working behind the scenes, as we're organising things, and as I say, planning for next year.
Well, good to see you in studio. We'll see you again, well, I guess next year.
Can I take this opportunity to thank Coast Access Radio for the opportunity? We really appreciate it. We look forward to coming back next year.
That's fantastic. We'll see you then. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.